for today's Bible study. I want to thank God for what the Lord is doing in your life. Be exalted in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We are going to be looking at the ministry of prayer part 3 today. We started a study on the ministry of prayer like 2 weeks ago. We began to see how much God depends on us to change the world. We began to see the power of God through our prayer. The power of God can be channeled through our prayers. So when we pray, God is given the access to do something in our life and in the life of the people we are praying for. And so it's important that we hold, you know, together in prayer. Even in a time like this, it's important we pray and use this opportunity to pour out our heart unto the Lord in prayer. Today we are going to be looking at a scripture in the book of Matthew chapter 7. We are going to be looking at the principle under the ministry of prayer, the principle of asking, seeking, and knocking. Last week we saw 3 reasons why the devil wants to keep you from praying. We saw, number one, God depends on your prayer to change the world. It's one of the key reasons why the devil wants to stop you from praying. We saw what happened in Acts chapter 12. When they began to pray, the Bible says, and the angel of the Lord went into the prison and brought out Peter. But, you know, if they had prayed, James too would not have been killed. But they kept quiet. So God depends, even with the present crisis that is going on, God depends on our prayer to make certain things happen. And if you don't pray, the enemy will see that as an opportunity. So if God depends on your prayer to change the world, the devil depends on your lack of prayer to cause havoc in the world. Praise God. And we saw that the second reason the devil does not want you to pray is that it's the biggest threat to the devil. Anytime the devil sees a believer going on his knees, the believer is the devil is scared, you know, so scared that he doesn't want you praying. As much as the devil wants to, you know, he wants to do everything to keep you out of prayer. Praise God. And so we saw that the third reason is that fellowship, prayer, it's a fellowship with God. The devil wants to keep you out of fellowship with God. He doesn't want you to be in fellowship. The Bible says in Acts chapter 13, he said, as the apostles ministered to the Lord and fasted, prayer is a ministration to God. So the devil don't want you to have any kind of fellowship, because fellowship with God destroys the activity and the power of the devil around your life. Praise God. And so today, we are going to be looking at Matthew chapter 7. I'd like you to open your Bible with me. Very important. Matthew chapter 7. I'm going to be reading from verse 7. We are about to learn something that will transform your prayer life. Very powerful. In our first teaching on the ministry of prayer, I told you how important it is to have a separate prayer Bible. Apart from the Bible you use for study, you should have a separate prayer Bible. And the essence of having a separate prayer Bible is to have your prayer point stick to that prayer Bible, and it will enable you find scriptures when you are praying. You find scriptures that align with your prayer. So when you have your prayer Bible with you, you have your prayer request. As you are praying with that Bible, one thing I've always tell people is, don't always go into the place of prayer without Bible. Have your Bible in your hand. Because a word from the Lord can drop into your spirit. You quickly go there, you know. And it's very, prayer becomes so powerful and effective when you find a word that addresses your prayer. There's no weapon that is as that powerful. When you find a word from the, you know, a rhema from the Logos, the written word of God, when the light of God's word come upon you as you are praying and you quote that scripture, it's like releasing a an arsenal in the spirit. It makes things so powerful and effective. Matthew chapter 7. I'm going to read from verse 7. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asks receives, and he that seeketh finds, and him that knocketh, it shall be opened. Or what man is there of you, whom his son asks bread, and will give him stone? Or if he asks a fish, he will give him serpent? If ye, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that seek him? Praise God. Now, I was studying this scripture, I think it was this week, and, you know, a light, I've been studying this scripture for a long time, a light came upon me. And what is the light? He said, ask. Anywhere you see ask in the Bible, it refers to prayer. He said, ask and it shall be given. This is it's a principle in the spirit that when you ask of God, you will receive. Now, he further says, seek and ye shall find. Now, that is not prayer. Most people have interpreted seek as a kind of prayer. That knocking is another level of prayer. No. Let me explain what the Holy Spirit told me. Asking has to do with prayer. It's a principle. If you go to verse 9, you see what he said there. He said, What man is there of you whom his son asks bread, will he give him a stone? He did not mention find and knock again. Apart from verse 7 and verse 8, where he mentioned, when ye seek, you shall find. When you knock, it shall be opened unto you. And verse 8, where he said, for everyone that asks, receive. And he that seek, find. And him that knock, it shall be opened. Now, you will look, if you go further, he didn't mention find, seek. He didn't mention seek or knock again. Now, meaning the seeking to find and knocking for the door to be opened was referring to something different. And we are going to see it now. Now, he said, for as many that ask, they will receive. Mind you, the Bible says in the book of Mark, if you look at Mark chapter 11, let's open the book of Mark chapter 11. There is a way to ask. There's a way. You don't just ask anyhow. There's a way you ask from the Lord. Mark 11 and from verse 22. And Jesus answering said unto them, have faith in God. Verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. This is talking about asking, and this is talking about prayer. That if anyone whosoever will say to this mountain, mountain mean like an obstacle, something that is not allowing you, you know, see the other side or have a breakthrough to the other side. He said, if you will say in prayers, verse 24 says, therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. Now look at it. One of the things he mentioned here is faith. Faith is a factor when it comes to asking. Faith is a factor. The Bible says there is no double-minded man that will receive anything from the Lord. He said, if anyone James chapter 1 verse 5. Let me show you. James chapter 1 verse 5 equally talks about asking and it talks about prayer. He said, if anyone lack wisdom, let him ask of God. This place too is talking about asking. And anywhere you see asking God, anywhere you see the scripture say asking God or ask God, it is prayer. It's talking about a kind of prayer. Now let's look at it. He said, that giveth to all men liberally. How does God give? God is so generous in giving. That God is extravagant. That word liberal means he has a way of lavishing upon you answers to your prayers. Yeah. Because how you see God will determine how you receive from God. Now look at it. He said, but let him ask in faith, not wavering. Now, James 1:5. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not. He does not withhold from people. Yeah, God does not do that. And he shall be given him. But let him ask in faith. Now, when he say ask in Matthew chapter 7, verse 7, when the Bible says ask, it shall be given unto you, when he said that, he is saying, when you ask, you should ask in faith. You don't just ask. You ask in faith. Say, ask in faith. Now, he says, let him ask in faith, not wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything from the Lord. Let the man not think he will receive anything from the Lord. So, there are a lot of people who ask. You see people, you know, do all kind of prayer exercise in, listen to me, if you like, cry, shout, roll on the floor. If this factor called faith is missing, your asking will not have any result. Praise God. So let's go back to Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7. From the 7. I want us to see. Matthew 7 from the 7. Ask, it shall be given unto you. Seek, ye shall find. Now we have been able to see what asking means. It means Jesus was talking to them about prayers. When he said ask, he was giving them a blank check. That statement is a statement of Christ giving us a blank, ask and it shall be given. It's like somebody give you a blank check and say, write any amount you want. Number one thing that will make you believe him is his integrity. Number two, his substance. Is he capable? If somebody writes, there are people in this country that will give you open check. You will not ask questions before you go to bank because you know the stuff they are made of. You know how wealthy they are. You know, there are some kind of checks you will question. When the person gives you a blank check, I say, sign, and you say, no, I don't want to be arrested. I don't want to involve myself in all these criminal activities because you are not sure of this economic, you know, prowess of the person. But this is Jesus speaking here. We can bank. I dare you to bank on whatever Jesus tells you. This is a blank check here. Ask, it shall be given. A scripture in the book of Philippians chapter 4. He said, let's see Philippians chapter 4. Let me show you something. In Philippians chapter 4. This is a Bible study I want us to see. Philippians chapter 4, very important. He says, look at verse 6. Be careful for nothing. In everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. Be careful. That word be careful means don't worry about anything. Why? Matthew 7:7 has given you blank check. There is nothing to worry about. He said, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer. Meaning, instead of worry, pray. instead of anxiety, pray. Be careful for nothing. But in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests, that word request, address Matthew 7:7, ask, be made known unto God. Look at what verse 7 says, and the peace of God. What usually follows when you obey that principle is the peace of God. When you go into the place of prayer, and one grace that comes upon you, you say, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, meaning that passes human comprehension, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Praise God. Ask your neighbor, say, you have an open check in Christ. How many of you remember that scripture in 2 Corinthians chapter 1 from verse 19? All the promises of God in Christ, they are yes and amen. Meaning, any open check from Christ cannot bounce. Any open check. Matthew 7:7 is an open check. Now, 2 Corinthians 1 from verse 19 says, all the promises of God, meaning whatever he gives you as a promise, as a bill of promise, as an open check, it cannot bounce. All the promises of God in Christ, they are yes and amen. Meaning, there is God's signature on it. A name has been given unto him that is above all names. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. Say open check. In the name of Jesus. Yeah. Matthew 7:7 is an open check. You are to fill in. The way what you ask is what you fill in the check. So mind what you ask in prayer. Some of us don't. The way some people see God is that they are bothering God with their needs. That's the way, that's their approach and perception about God. And you know, they come to God like, God, you know, I don't want to bother you, but if you can just help me, let me just have a place where. No, you don't say that. You don't say that. If you visit a multi-billionaire and he gives you an open check and he says, sign and enjoy whatever you want. You want to buy a house, you want to build, whatever. Right. It will be an insult on the status of that multi-billionaire for you to say, you know, I don't want to bother you. And like 5,000 is okay. You are telling him he's not capable of meeting your need. That's the man. What, how much more God? The Bible says the cattle on 1,000 hills belongs to him. Haggai chapter 2. And verse 8 says, silver and gold, God speaking, they are mine. Material, spiritual things are of God. Praise God. So, use this period that you are at home to ask God. Insist you are coming out of this lockdown with something great. Yeah. Insist in prayer. That I will not be locked at home and come out like a prisoner. I will not be locked down at home and come out. Still, you beg before lockdown. You want to come out and beg after lockdown? You struggled before the lockdown started. You want to come out again and beg? No. Insist. The Bible says, and Jacob locked himself with an angel. The angel came into his environment. He said, I will not let you go. Now listen to me. Let me show you a scripture again about prayer. Before we go further, Matthew chapter 6 and from verse 6. Let's read from verse 5. Matthew chapter 6. Let me show you. And when thou prayest, meaning when you ask in prayer, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites. For they love to pray standing in synagogues, in the corner of the street, that they may be seen of men. This is a religious prayer. Yeah. He's talking about, he said, don't let your prayer be religious. Where you are trying to pray to put up an impression. We are Christians. We are not religious people. He said, don't be religious. Don't make prayer a show off. There are people who make prayer a show off. They are now, during this lockdown, some people will be praying. They won't allow their neighbors to sleep. All the people in their environment are in trouble. You won't allow, that's the Bible call it religious prayer. I have issue with people like that, because when you talk to them, they see you as carnal. They are spiritual because they are praying loud. So, during this lockdown, praying does not mean you should disturb people around you. Say, don't be like them who try to give an impression that they are super spiritual. The Bible calls it religious pretense. Hypocrisy. Now look at it. He said, that they may be seen. Verily I say unto you, they have their rewards. Verse 6 says, but thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet. Lockdown has really helped you already. Many of us are in our closet already. You don't need to enter. Many people are not going to walk. You are already in your closet. So you are fulfilling the scripture now. And when thou shut the door. Yeah. When thou, this is lockdown. So even the Bible recommends that you should lock down when you want to pray. Thank God the situation has helped you lock down. So look at what he said now. Then shut the door. Pray to the Father. So this scripture helps you to take advantage of this moment. Take advantage. The Bible says, redeeming the time. This lockdown time. Look at what the Bible says. It said, in your closet, shut your doors and pray to the Father, which is in the secret. And the Father, which seeth in secret, shall reward thee openly. Meaning, after lockdown, many people will see great things start happening in your life. He said, because you pray secretly, during this lockdown, you have shut your door, you have prayed to the Father. He said, because you pray secretly, He will make the reward come in the open. Meaning, we are coming out of this lockdown with testimonies. I said, we are coming with results. We are coming out with miracles. We will not come out of this lockdown the way we go into it. Why? We are going to explore. He said, go to your closet. Shut your door. Now, in so many states, people already have their doors shut. They are already in their closet. So, part of this scripture is fulfilled. The next thing is to... So, you are not to shut your door and gossip. You are not to shut your door and watch movie. You are not to shut your door in your closet and eat. Or complain about the government. You are to shut your door in your closet and pray to the Father. That's what the Bible recommends. That when you pray, you say, your Father that heard thee during this lockdown, we make your testimony open after the lockdown. So that people will ask you, where have you been? You say, at the same lockdown. So, use this opportunity to lock the devil down in prayer. Don't only lock him down, knock him down in prayer. Praise God. Now, let's go back to Matthew 7. Matthew 7. Ask and it shall be given unto you. What a promise. Now, this is written in red. That means this statement came out of Jesus. The Bible says in Romans chapter 3 and I think verse 4, it says, let God be true and all men be a liar. Listen, this word, this words of Christ is true. It's not lie. That when you ask, you will receive. Now, let's go to the other part that says, seek and ye shall find. That place is not talking about prayer. The place that talks about prayer is the first part that says, ask and it shall be. And he went further to explain the asking. Say, how you that are, you know, human beings, your children will ask you of fish and you will give them snake. He said, you wouldn't do that. Your children will not ask you of bread. So he was talking about prayers. That when you place requests before God, he will answer you more than, you know, you expect. The Bible says in Ephesians 3:20, God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that you may ask or think, according to the power that works in you. So when he says seek, that place is talking about something that is hidden. Prayer is not hidden. Prayer is no more a hidden mean. When they say seek, you shall find, he's talking about a treasure. And why do we seek? Where do we seek as believers? We seek in the Word. We seek to get revelation. Because the Word of God is coded in mysteries. He said, when you seek, you shall find. That place, find, is talking about when you come to revelation of the Word of God. When the Word does open up to you. Have you been praying before? And as you are praying, the Lord laid a scripture on your heart. And you just opened the scripture and say, wow, wow, wow. This is it. And as soon as you pray those scriptures, it's as though God speaking in your prayers. So, when he says, seek, you shall find. To seek means something hidden. When you have an issue to pray about, there is a scripture that addresses your issue. Seek for it. Look for revelation in the scriptures. You know, when I pray, there are scriptures that have become my personal revelation. Scriptures like Numbers 23 and verse 23. There is no enchantment against Israel, nor divination against Jacob. Though I walk through the valley, there are warfare scriptures that when the Holy Spirit blow his wind of revelation on those scriptures, you see this vibration in your spirit. Why do people leave quickly? Why do people run out of the place of prayer so quick? Let me tell you why. They lack enough words in the scripture to push them on. When you have enough potency in the Word of God, you just keep praying. As you are praying, more scriptures will be coming. As you are praying, more scripture will be rolling in your spirit. So when he says seek, seek has to do with study. Seek has to do with you sit down searching out for answer. He says, seek, you shall find. The Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15, study to show. So when he says seek, you can use that word. That word seek, you can use it interchangeably for the word study and you shall find. So in line with what you want from God, seek, you will find a revelation in the Word of God. It is called Rhema. When a word comes to you to address your need, it's called Rhema for you. The written word is called Logos. Are you with me now? So learn to seek even before you pray. Learn to seek in the Word of God. Revelation that addresses what you are believing God for. It's so powerful when you use God. You know, when you quote scriptures in prayer, it's so powerful. When you, not just quoting scriptures anyhow, the scriptures you found. Yeah. Jeremiah 15, I think verse 16. He said, I found thy word. Jeremiah 15 and verse 16. He said, I ate it and it became like honey in my mouth. Let me read it to you. Jeremiah 15, 16. Thy word were found. I did eat them. And thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of my heart. For I am called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts. I find, I ate. Learn how to find by seeking. Seek, you shall find. Many of us ask, but we don't push further in the area of seeking in the Word of God. Now, when Matthew chapter 11 says, whatsoever he saith, if you say to this mountain, the mountain shall be lifted up. That does not sound like prayer. You say words from the scripture, the words you have found against mountain. When you say, by his strife I am healed, cancer cannot have a place in my body. You have said it. Because you found it in the Word. It sounds like prayer when Jesus was tempted by the devil. It sounds like Jesus was using scriptures he has found to resist the devil. Because he actually came out of a prayer meeting and the devil was attacking him. And he said, for it has been written. Why? He found it. Find your own. What has been written about you. And release it like a missile in the place of prayer. You see wonderful things happening. Praise God. The third part said, seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened. That knock means let your action correspond. The word knock is an action word. Knock, the door shall be open. Meaning, every action you take after praying let it correspond with your prayer. Don't be praying that God will do something new in your life and your action is directly opposite what you are praying. So the word knock means go and perform in active action, in corresponding action to what you have asked for. When you pray, don't act the opposite. You see somebody praying for a baby, or you are praying for a job, and they ask you, how is job? You say, there's no job. You have acted the opposite. So, that word, knock, it shall be open, means act in correspondence, in relation to what you have asked. So, that place, knock. Knocking is not prayer. That the only place that addresses prayer is ask. So, he said, seek, meaning the word. Seek for a revelation. So when you are about to pray, look for scriptures. This is how I pray. I put prayer points with scriptures. With scriptures. The scriptures I have found for myself. So as soon as I start praying, I'll be releasing those scriptures as my evidence. Because scripture is your evidence. They are your basis. They are your legal grounds in the place of prayer. Scriptures. It's like you are standing on a legal perspective and say, because you said this, you must do this. You are praying his word like you stand before a judge and you are telling him. So-so constitution, a so-so section said this. He cannot deny it because it is in the constitution. That is what it means when you seek and find a word. Is such a powerful that there's nothing the devil fears as that. Not only a man that can pray, but a man that has found a word to pray with. The devil fears a man who prays. He is more fearful of a man who has found a word to pray with. Find a word. Seek, you shall find. Knock. So the knocking side means act in accordance, in alignment to what you are asking for. Don't ask for joy and you are acting in bitterness. And say, God, I believe the joy of the Lord is all over me. And after you finish praying, everything you are saying, everything your body language, your gesture is acting opposite joy. You are, listen, when he said knock, the door shall be open. That knock means send a signal by your action. Send a signal in the spirit by your action. That I am the same person that asks for what I ask for, that sought for a word to ask for it. What I am acting will prove that I was the one that prayed. Praise God. I see God bringing something new into your life. In the name of Jesus. Listen to me. One of the greatest revelations I've received, even in this period, is the revelation of prayer. Is the revelation of prayer. You know what God will begin to do with you? He'll begin to depend on you to help people. When he sees that you are consistent, he will begin to depend on your availability in the place of prayer. Now, if God will scan through the whole earth in 1 second, he is sure he will find you praying. That is why men like Daniel changed Babylon. He altered policies. Why? God depended on Daniel to change the government of Persia. The Bible says he was praying. He started prayer for 21. The Bible said the host of Persia. Daniel has gone beyond asking for petty. He was in charge of the nation. Praise God. I see God will start depending on you for great things. A man of God was telling me, I was sharing in a conference, Reverend Samson Ajitomobi. He said he met Cindy Jacobs in a program in America. He said, when Cindy Jacobs says, release a prayer point and say, pray, it is like a thunder strike you, that for you not to pray there, you must be a demon not to pray in that conference. He says, as soon as she says, pray, he said, like a vibration comes from her. For say, there is no how you would be in a meeting and not pray. Cindy Jacobs, a wonderful prophet. So after the program, he went and met her and said, wow, I've never met you know, a minister of prayer like this. She's an intercessor, a prophetic, a dangerous prophetic intercessor. And say, you know, I want to invite you to Nigeria. I will get a big auditorium, gather every minister in Nigeria, and they will come. Come and minister in Nigeria. And she said, oh, if you have come some few years ago, when God put me in charge of nations, I would have gone. Now I am in charge of continents. Say, I can't go to. He said, if it was some years ago when I was still in charge of nations, where God put me, God trusted nations into my hands. He said, I would have gone. He said, but now He has put me in charge. I pray for continents now. God asks me if anything happens in any continents, God holds me responsible. He said, my Reverend Samson Ajitomodu, he said, when that woman said that, he was humbled. The woman said, God puts her in charge of a continent. Some of us are not even in charge of our family yet in prayers. When it comes to prayer, God cannot trust you even for your family. At times, we have to speak to the smallest person in the family to pray. And I want to beg all fathers, all mothers to take their place in prayers. Can God trust you with a nation? John Knox, a man that held Scotland by prayer. The Queen of England said, I am afraid of the 5 minutes of the prayer of John than the entire army of Scotland. 5 minutes prayer. She was a witch. That if John Knox will kneel down and pray for 5 minutes, I am scared of it than bringing the entire army of his nation. Can God trust you or entrust Nigeria into your hands? At times when I wake up now, I see like an expectation of my life. If I don't pray, some things will fail. And that is how it is. Because we have a priesthood ministry, believers, we don't know. We have a priesthood ministry. In the Old Testament, it is the high priest that goes to intercede for the people in the holiest of holies. But in the New Testament, when Jesus rose, the curtain was torn apart. Every one of us was anointed, clothed with the priesthood garment. Such that anywhere, anytime you stand, you are a priest in the order of the new creation. You are a priest in the order of the new creation. You are a priest. The Bible says in 1 Timothy chapter 2, 1 Peter chapter 2 and from verse 9, ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. That's who we are. So begin to place demand on your priesthood or priestly ministry. Can God entrust a nation into your hands? If not for the prayer of believers, what the enemies planned about the COVID-19 pandemic is it's worse than what we are seeing. But prayers put us on top, put us in charge. We control the minds of men in the room of prayer. It's actually the war room. It is where the real battle is fought and won, the place of prayer. Every other physical thing you are seeing does not hold ground if we don't pray. Yeah, it doesn't hold ground if we don't pray. Praise God. Praise God. And so, let me go over it again. So we say asking has to do with prayer. That was why he said, will your children ask you of fish and you will give them snake? He said no. He was talking about prayer. Now, seek means you should look for a word. Look for a revelation. Stay in the word until you find your word. Stay in the word until you find your word. And say, Lord, on the basis of this word, let this happen. You become an advocate in the place of prayer. Yes. You advocate for people. Just like a lawyer, we go and say, on this, on the tenet, on the principle of this law, this person must be free. This person must be discharged. Because the Constitution says, you will become an advocate in the place of prayer for yourself and for people when you know how to find a word. He says, seek, you shall find. And he said, knock, and it shall be opened unto you. Meaning, let your action correspond with your request. Don't go against what you are asking. Don't send the wrong signal with your mouth, with your action. Don't, after praying, you see some people, they will not start crying. Your action is telling God you never believe what you asked him. You never believe he's going to do it. So the knocking part means act. These three strategies is the winning strategies in the place of prayer. If you know how to use these three things, listen to me, you become an asset, a battle axe in the hand of God to pull down nations in the place of prayer. God bless you. I want to believe that the Lord has ministered to you. And like we saw in Matthew chapter 6, he said, go to your closets. We are all in our closet already. Nobody is going to work. People are locked down. He said, shut your door. This is the best time to apply that scripture. He said, pray to the Father in the secret. And don't become an hypocrite. Don't disturb your neighbors with prayer in this period. Don't sound too spiritual or too religious. Many people are religious with prayer. They will shout until everybody is uncomfortable. Until everybody in the compound is saying, is this something wrong with this man? That's not the kind of prayer. I say, shut your door. And your Father that heard you in the secret will answer you in the open. Meaning, after the lockdown, there's a great testimony coming for you. I say a great testimony is coming for you. So explore this time. Shut your door. Don't only knock the devil down. Lock him down too. And that insist that I am coming out of this lockdown with a testimony. God bless you. Bow down your heads and begin to pray to God. And say, God, steer my spirit to pray. Let my priestly anointing be activated. Rakapandeska alekonderuska. Let my priestly anointing, my priestly intercessory anointing be activated now. Meskande rusetinanianaka. The ruska bahushaninaniha. Open your mouth and pray that prayer very well. I say, God, I am a priest in the order of the new creation. I am a priest in the order of the new creation. I am an advocate. I am an intercessor. I am a watchman. Nakariatala. In the order of the new creation. I put on my priestly garment of prayer. I wear my priestly garment of prayer. Skatenande sulalala. I will not be tired. I will not fail. Nations depends on my life. Nations depends on my life. The priestly prayer of a child of God. God depends on me. Nation depends on me. Dingado simbrada koshadaris. Yes, Lord Jesus. Holy Spirit, clothe me, Lord, with the garment of prayer. Clothe me, Lord, with the garment of prayer. Help me apply these principles. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Father, we thank you. Blessed be your name. You are good, great, and wonderful. Be thou exalted. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. I pray for everyone that is watching us, wherever you are watching from, that the priestly garment and anointing of prayer will come upon you. Amen. Even as you are in your house, this is not the time to gossip people. In this lockdown, it's not the time to insult ministers. It's not the time to do irrelevant things. A lot of people are going into all kinds of crimes now. This is the time to shut the door. And you and God in the secret. It's time to go, stay in your closet, shut your door and pray. I pray that priestly anointing in the order of the new creation to pray, let it come upon you in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. God bless you. Join us tomorrow. We are going to be here tomorrow 8 a.m. and it's going to be an awesome period with the Lord. Next week, same time, we are going to be here in the study of God's word. By the grace of God, we might continue in the ministry of prayer and the Lord will help you. God bless you. God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's rise up and share the grace. Share the grace.